Mark, when nil defeat, disappointed with the result?
Oh, desperately disappointed with the result, but then you have to look at it and say that in terms of the performance, especially second half, I thought we were excellent. In reality, the performance was better than the two performances against Aberystwyth, where we actually took 6 points, and yet we played better today, like I say, especially second half, and got nothing out of it. And I think having conceded a goal in injury time in the first half, second half then, we our final ball was poor. 6 or 7 occasions we had very good opportunities, our final ball was poor, and that is because we're chasing the game. If you go in at half time 0-0, I think players are then a little bit more relaxed, and therefore the final pass is a little bit more relaxed, and you may then get the opportunity that we didn't get. When you're chasing the game, you always find in football that it just falls the wrong side of you, or it just doesn't drop for you, or it just doesn't happen. It's a nearly performance, but I couldn't really ask much. It's difficult for me to say anything really critical about the players because I thought they were excellent.
Yeah, I thought both sides defended very well. They were very committed, 100% blocking every shot, really.
Yeah, there were some lads just defending. I can remember one in particular, Lee Sermon, got his leg on one in the 6-yard box, a great block. And they did the same at their end, and unfortunately for us, it was a poor goal we conceded, which is really even more of a disappointment for me, because if a team comes and they beat you 1-0 and they create a special goal, then you say, okay, you take your hands off them. But to be fair, it's a long punt into the box and a fella gets a free header. And so the nature of the goal adds to the disappointment of no points.
Certainly. On to next week, the last game before the second phase starts. Any more signings likely?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully there's one or two about. And so, we've signed one today, Clayton Green, we've signed him. And so maybe I'm talking to one or two others, and so we'll see what the next week brings.
Diolch yn fawr, Mark. We'll let you thought that.
Diolch.